When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back. Scott Marlowe with us. We'll take calls with Scott next hour as we're talking about cryptids in Florida. Fascinating. Have you ever been scared by any of these creatures, Scott?
No, which is really kind of strange. They don't frighten me.
Why not?
They just don't. I don't know exactly why. They just, you know, it's... I guess it's just me, they really don't frighten my son either. But then we've dealt with big cats, we've dealt with bears, we've dealt with all kinds of animals. But an animal is just an animal, and I don't look at these things in any kind of particular, with any glasses on, so to speak, or colored glasses on. You know, I know they're animals and they're going to do what animals do, and I have no trouble dealing with them.
Well, good for you. Now, let's go back to talk about this Florida skunk ape again. And again, the size of it, the look. Does it look like a Bigfoot to most people?
Well, it's got hair, yes. It has more of a neck than the classic Bigfoot or Sasquatch. It's very muscular, and it kind of looks like it's wearing a hair suit that's elastic, if you will. Because it, you know, it hangs to the musculature of the animal very well. But of course, you know, we've got to remember they live in a swampy environment. So down here they don't need to have the super heavy coat of fur that you'd have to have if you live in the mountains because of the different climate.
What do you think the population size might be out there, Scott?
There's probably a couple thousand, and there's plenty of space for them to hide down here. There's still unbuilt areas, although it's disappearing fast, especially down in the Everglades. They're now talking about moving even further west and disrupting the environment down there, which I don't support at all.
That's a pretty good population, though, a couple thousand, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, again, you've got... How many thousands of square miles of state to work with?
Too. Sure.
We've got some pretty remote areas. You go into the Apalachicola National Forest, like I said, Tate's Hell Swamp, which is up in that area. The Big Cypress Swamp down here, which is undeveloped pretty much. The area up north of me, the Green Swamp, boy, that's lots and lots and lots of space. Ocala National Forest, going up into the Okefenokee. I mean, you know, there's a lot of places that these animals can be.
Now, you were talking before the break of these large cats now hiding in trees. That's kind of scary. That's scary.
It can be. It's not as scary to me as those darn snakes that we're having down in the Everglades now. But then again, I'm an anti-snake person. I mean, I appreciate them. I don't want to do anything bad to them. I just don't like them. I mean, it's like Indiana Jones. Why did it have to be snakes? they're getting to the point that they're out of control in the Everglades. I mean, they're enormous.
Well, are they man-eaters?
Well, we haven't had any attacks like that I know of yet. But they're taking on the wildlife down there. There's deer being decimated from them.
They
even had alligators attacked by them.
How big are they?
They get to be like 18 feet or more.
And if they open up their mouths, how big would it be? About 12 inches big?
Well, they could certainly swallow a small child. I don't know that they could swallow an adult human. Well, you want to see a really big one, stop by the Swamp Ape Research Center. Dave Shuley's down there. He's got a really big one in the back room.
Bigger than 18 feet?
I think it is. I think it's like 22 feet.
Jeez, that's a big snake, isn't it?
It's a huge snake.
My gosh. And now there have been reports of shark teeth being found, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, you find shark's teeth all over the place. Fossilized shark's teeth are a big thing down here. People love to collect them. But you also, if you beach comb, you can find some interesting teeth.
And what about the possibility of prehistoric teeth?
Definitely. I mean, I've got a really good collection of prehistoric shark teeth myself. We go down to the Peace River and elsewhere, and there's certain places that I go, and you can find all sorts of fossils down there, shark's teeth primarily.
They're called megalodons?
Yep, I've got a couple of really nice specimens, too.
How big are those teeth, Scott?
They go up to about 9 inches, but the average is around 3 or 4 inches.
That's still a big tooth.
Yes, it is.
Now, the fact that you would get them, that they would wash ashore, does that tell you that it happened during the prehistoric era and it's just happening, or are these things alive out there?
Well, the coloration of the teeth tell you everything. If they're fossilized, they're going to be either brownish or black,
okay,
depending upon the kind of soil they've been fossilized in. But if it's an off-white or a cream color, that's a living animal.
And so what are your colors?
All of mine are black and brown.
So they're pretty old. Can you carbon date something like that, a tooth?
Yeah, you could, yes.
You haven't done that yet, though?
No.
Okay, but I would guess it could go back how far? Millions of years?
Oh, several, and at least several thousand. We've found some extremely interesting specimens of things all over the state. I mean, the crystal mine over near Fort Drum used to produce some really interesting material. They were well known for calcite clams, the gigantic prehistoric clams. And other things we'd find there. We found shark's teeth there as well. But the biggest cache of good shark tooth specimens I've found thus far in this area is around the Arcadia campground area down on Peace River in Arcadia, Florida.
Are they all over the place?
Oh, yeah. You can find them in any of the old rivers. You'll find them in the Weekiwachee area. You'll find them off of Akiva. You'll find them up on the Suwannee River. You'll find them on the Alachua River. They're everywhere.
Now, a shark, even prehistoric, they didn't have bones, did they? They didn't have a skeleton.
The cartilage.
Cartilage. And so does that dissolve?
Sometimes, yes. Depends on how it got fossilized. Sometimes you'll find jaw fragments
by the teeth,
which really is the only bone to work with. That's not, but it that does tend to disintegrate as well. They've got some wonderful samples at the State Museum. If you want to see some good megalodon jaws, they've got a completely reconstructed one there at the museum in Gainesville.
Now, as these reports, do they continue to come in about all kinds of cryptids out there?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm constantly getting reports. Most of them I can tell are phony and hoaxes.
Why would people do that?
People are constantly trying to punk me with that stuff. But, what can I say?
They get a thrill out of that.
Well, they want to prove they're smarter than you are, and that's, you know, if that's their game, that's fine. But it's kind of silly. But then again, the kind of people who want to perpetrate those hoaxes are juvenile to begin with.
Yeah, absolutely. You remember the case a couple years ago of the couple guys got a costume and they stuffed it with deer guts?
Yeah, we're well aware of that one.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, people do that. They're trying to make money on that or what?
Well, they were, particularly one of them.
Wasn't one a cop?
Yeah, well, yeah, one of them was a worked at a jail in Georgia. But are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I thought we lost you. But actually, the biker gangs that were down here for Bike Week in Daytona busted the one guy that was running around with the phony one in the back of his van.
Jeez.
And, you know, he ran off with his tail between his legs.
Will we ever really get the specimen? I mean, where is the, do we have specimens of the skunk ape, for example?
No, not at this point, but I'm sure that kind of thing is coming.
Why don't we have them? With all the sophisticated technology we have these days and detection devices.
Well, because nature, and particularly the swamp, is extremely good at disposing of tissue.
Has anybody ever been reportedly attacked by something like that?
The only stories I've heard were very questionable. But I've never heard of a credible story of a swamp ape ever attacking somebody.
What about families of swamp apes? Has anybody found little babies or anything like that?
They've reported them. They've seen them. But actually, some commercial fishermen down in the Keys saw a family of them swimming between the islands in 10,000 Islands.
Now, Scotty, go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
What are people reporting outside of Florida, like in the state of Washington, when they see these creatures? They're not the skunk ape. What are they?
No, well, they would be the Bigfoot or the Sasquatch.
Which is a totally different breed and creature.
Yeah. Well, frankly, I lump all of the bipedal hairy primates in the Bigfoot category. I tend to go with the local jargon in order to identify the particular creatures.
So you would say, though, that on the West Coast, state of Washington and places like that, the Sasquatch Bigfoot does exist?
Yes.
That's pretty remarkable.
Oh, I'm sure of that. You know, and I think there's a connection between them and things like the red-haired giants from Lovelock Cave.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I've tried to go out there, matter of fact, I had a patron who put up the money for me to go out and do the research, and I had lines on where the remains were and had been given assurances that when I got there, I'd be able to get to the remains in order to be able to do some DNA work. And when I got there, the Bureau of Land Management yanked everything away from me and wouldn't let me see or touch or get involved in any of it.
Why not?
They've got some to hide. Whatever it is, I don't know.
My God, what a great discovery that would have been.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'd love to, but, you know, all it takes is a tooth, and you can get the DNA out of it and at least know what's going on. I saw some very convincing materials that the mainstream archaeology is calling site-picked, which is ridiculous, at the Calico Mountain site near, I can't think of it, in Barstow, California. And in any case, what I saw were definitely handmade tools and prehistoric.
Yeah, they are almost human-like, aren't they?
Yes, and I'm not sure that these things that were going on haven't been going on as a result of, quote, Bigfoot activity, unquote, because even the Paiutes called the red-haired giants Bigfoot, their equivalent of a Satika.
Could it be the missing link between man and ape?
Well, I hate that particular terminology because human genetics is not a linear chain of events. It's a branches of a tree. So missing link really doesn't apply. but they could be a member of the family. That would be one of the things that Dr. Meldrum believes.
Right.
Or at least supports. And, you know, that's fine. It could be that. But until we catch one, we won't know.
Well, that is absolutely true. These of all the cryptid stories you hear, Scott, and all the creatures, which one fascinates you the most?
Oh, God, I can't pick one. They all do.
And you had mentioned that there's like some 20 down in Florida. We just mentioned like three or four of them. What else is out there?
Well, among other things, the Cracker Dog Killer.
What is that?
That goes back quite a ways. It's an animal that's kind of like a wolverine from what they report that years ago used to go after the dogs that belonging to Florida crackers. So they called it the Cracker Dog Killer. I think actually that it's an otter.
Are otters dangerous?
They can be. They're pretty ferocious little things. You can keep them as a pet, too.
Really?
But if you raise them from a pup, yes. But they can be pretty nasty, and they've got some teeth that'll gnaw you up pretty good.
They've got that big flat tail, don't they?
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's a beaver, but they have a rodent-y body.
What about large rats?
Yeah, we've got the Gibbon rats down in the Florida Keys.
How big are they?
The size of a house cat.
That's a pretty big rat.
Yeah. Although I have seen some water rats up in the New York area along the Hudson River that are about the same size.
These are amazing creatures. And again, I'd like to get back to the Thunderbirds, too. I mean, those sightings still continue?
Oh, yeah. You know, we get a sighting down in the Keys every now and then of, like I said, the pterodactyl-like birds.
That's like a featherless bird, right?
Yes. But the feathered thunderbirds, I get reports of those from Old Town, that area, from Carabel, Apalachicola, and even down as far as Tampa, pretty much yearly.
Well, thunderbirds are creatures, birds to themselves, aren't they?
Yes, they're very large. Like we said before, some of them are reported to be the size of a small plane. But, it's hard to say because that's one I have not seen myself.
Where are they located?
Well, most of the reports come from the Midwest and the Rockies.
Okay.
You do get them around here once in a while.
Can you imagine what a thunderbird nest would look like?
Yeah, I can imagine.
My God, it must be like 10 feet long or something like that.
They're going to be a much larger version of an airy from a bald eagle.
Sure, but the egg would be how big?
The egg would probably be a good 6-7 inches.
My God. I'd love to see one of these things, wouldn't you?
Yep. It'd be very interesting, yes.
I mean, that is fascinating, and especially the... But is there... I mean, there are cryptozoologists, but you would not call them scientists, would you?
Well, cryptozoologists are if they're dedicated to doing things in a scientific way. There's a lot of, quote, researchers, unquote, out there that haven't got a clue what to do scientifically.
Right, exactly.
And my objection is many of them use these animals as an excuse to go out in the woods and party on the weekend. And, that's not science. That's not doing any kind of valid work.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. from memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long. Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, I love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.